Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we are diving into one of the most fascinating topics in physical geography, the geological variations of the United Kingdom. Whether you're revising for your mocks or your final exams, this episode is going to give you everything you need to smash this topic. So grab a pen, settle in, and let's get started. So, why does the UK have such varied landscapes? Why do we have rugged, dramatic mountains in Scotland and the Lake District, but flat, gentle farmland in East Anglia and the Thames Valley? The answer, quite simply, lies beneath our feet, in the rocks. The UK sits on a remarkable variety of rock types, and understanding those rocks is the key to understanding our landscapes. There are three main rock types you need to know for your GCSE: igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic. And here's a memory hook I love. Think ISM, or IC mountains. Igneous, sedimentary, metamorphic. Say it with me, IC mountains. Brilliant. Now let's go through each one. First up, igneous rocks. The word igneous comes from the Latin word for fire, ignis, and that tells you everything. Igneous rocks are formed when magma, that's molten rock deep inside the earth, cools and solidifies. If the magma cools slowly underground, you get intrusive igneous rock, and the classic example is granite. Granite has large interlocking crystals because it cooled slowly over millions of years. If lava erupts at the surface and cools quickly, you get extrusive igneous rock, and the classic example is basalt, which has much finer crystals. In the UK, granite is found at Dartmoor in Devon, Bodmin Moor in Cornwall, and across the Scottish Highlands. Basalt is famously found at the Giant's Causeway in Northern Ireland, those incredible hexagonal columns. Igneous rocks are extremely hard and resistant to erosion, which is why they tend to form our highest, most rugged upland landscapes. Think Ben Nevis at 1,345 metres, the highest point in the UK, sitting on ancient igneous and metamorphic rock. Now, metamorphic rocks. Meta means change, and morphic means form. So metamorphic rocks are rocks that have been changed in form. They start as either igneous or sedimentary rocks, but then they get subjected to intense heat and pressure, usually during tectonic events like mountain building, and they recrystallise into something new. The two key metamorphic rocks for your exam are slate, which forms from mudstone or shale, and schist, which forms from even greater heat and pressure. In the UK, slate is found in Snowdonia in Wales. In fact, the Welsh slate industry was once the largest in the world, supplying roofing slate across the British Empire. Schists are found in the Scottish Highlands. Like igneous rocks, metamorphic rocks are hard and resistant, so they also tend to form upland landscapes. And finally, sedimentary rocks, and these are the ones that dominate the lowlands of England. Sedimentary rocks are formed from the accumulation of sediment, tiny particles of rock, shell, and organic material that build up in layers over millions of years, then get compacted and cemented together in a process called lithification. The key word there is layers, or strata, and you can often see these layers exposed in cliff faces. The two sedimentary rocks you absolutely must know are chalk and sandstone. Chalk is a soft, white limestone made from the shells of tiny marine organisms that lived in warm, shallow seas covering southern England around 70 to 100 million years ago. Chalk forms the iconic white cliffs of Dover, the South Downs, the North Downs, and the Chiltern Hills. Sandstone is slightly harder and is found in the Pennines, the Peak District, and parts of Scotland. Because sedimentary rocks are generally softer and more easily eroded, they tend to form our gentler lowland landscapes. Now, let's talk about how past tectonic processes shaped the UK's landscapes, because this is where it gets really interesting, and examiners love to test it. The UK might seem geologically quiet today. We don't have active volcanoes or major earthquakes, but millions of years ago, it was a very different story. During the Caledonian Orogeny, roughly 490 to 390 million years ago, massive tectonic collisions folded and buckled the rocks of Scotland, Wales, and Northern England, creating the ancient mountain chains that form the backbone of our upland landscapes today. The rocks were also subjected to intense metamorphism during this period, which is why we have so much schist and slate in Scotland and Wales.
Later, during the Wispin Orogeny, around 300 to 360 million years ago, further tectonic activity affected southwest England, pushing up the granite intrusions that formed Dartmoor and Bodmin Moor. And more recently, in geological terms, the ice ages of the last 2 million years have dramatically reshaped the landscape through glaciation, carving out the U-shaped valleys, corries, and arêtes that we see in the Lake District and Scottish Highlands today. So let's summarise the key relationship. Hard, resistant rocks, igneous and metamorphic, tend to form upland landscapes in the north and west of the UK. Softer sedimentary rocks, chalk, clay and sandstone, tend to form lowland landscapes in the south and east. This northwest-southeast divide in geology is one of the most important patterns you need to understand and be able to explain in your exam.
Right! Now let's move on to exam tips and common mistakes. This is the section that could make the difference between a grade 6 and a grade 8, so listen carefully. Tip number 1. Always use named examples. Examiners are very clear about this. Vague answers do not score highly. Don't just say igneous rocks form upland landscapes. Say granite, found at Dartmoor in Devon, is a hard, resistant igneous rock that has formed the high moorland landscape of Dartmoor. Named example, rock type, location, characteristic, landscape outcome. That's a full marking point right there. Tip number 2. Use the correct geographical terminology. Words like lithification, strata, intrusive, extrusive, resistant, permeable, impermeable, orogeny. These are the words that signal to the examiner that you understand the subject at a high level. Don't be afraid to use technical language as long as you use it correctly. Tip number 3. When you're asked to describe or explain using a geological map or cross-section, always link the rock type shown to the landscape feature. For example, the map shows igneous rock in the Lake District, which is hard and resistant to erosion. This has resulted in the high, rugged upland landscape visible in this area. Map evidence, rock type, characteristic, landscape outcome. That's the formula. Tip number 4. Don't confuse the three rock types. A very common mistake is saying that metamorphic rocks are formed from magma. They're not. They're formed when existing rocks are changed by heat and pressure without melting. Another common mistake is saying chalk is igneous. It's sedimentary, formed from marine organisms. Make sure you know your formation processes cold. Tip number 5. For longer answer questions, always consider the role of past tectonic processes. Questions that ask you to explain the development of UK upland landscapes are expecting you to mention not just the rock type, but how tectonic events like the Caledonian Orogeny created those rocks and shaped the landscape over millions of years. That's the kind of depth that gets you into the top mark bands. Now, command words. When you see describe, the examiner wants you to state what you can observe. What does the landscape look like? What rock types are present? Where are they found? When you see explain, you need to go further. Why does the landscape look like that? How did the geology create those features? When you see assess or evaluate, you need to weigh up different factors and come to a judgment. And when you see using the figure, you must, and I cannot stress this enough, you must actually refer to the figure in your answer. Candidates who ignore the resource rarely achieve the top marks. Let's do a quickfire recall quiz to test your knowledge. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What type of rock is granite and where is it found in the UK? Granite is an intrusive igneous rock found at Dartmoor, Bodmin Moor and in the Scottish Highlands. Question 2. What process forms sedimentary rocks? Sedimentary rocks are formed by the accumulation, compaction and sedimentation of sediment, a process called lithification. Question 3. Name 2 metamorphic rocks found in the UK and where they are located. Slate, found in Snowdonia, Wales, and schist, found in the Scottish Highlands. Question 4. Why do igneous and metamorphic rocks tend to form upland landscapes? Because they are hard and resistant to erosion, so they are not worn down as easily as softer sedimentary rocks. Question 5. What is the name of the ancient tectonic event that helped create the mountain chains of Scotland and Wales? The Caledonian Orogeny, which occurred approximately 490 to 390 million years ago. Brilliant! How did you do? If you got all 5, you are in great shape. If you missed a couple, go back.
review the key facts. Write them out, test yourself again, and they will stick. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of the key points from today's episode. The UK has three main rock types: igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic. Remember, IC mountains. Igneous rocks like granite and basalt are hard and resistant, forming upland landscapes in the north and west. Sedimentary rocks like chalk and sandstone are softer, forming lowland landscapes in the south and east. Metamorphic rocks like slate and schist are also hard and resistant, found in Scotland and Wales. Past tectonic processes, especially the Caledonian and Vorisian orogenies, played a crucial role in shaping the UK's geological structure. And in your exam, always use named examples, technical terminology, and link rock type to landscape outcome. Thank you so much for listening. You've got this. The geology of the UK is a topic that rewards careful learning, and now you have all the tools you need. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.